A walk to the end of the Ashland Ore Dock feels like a walk out onto Lake Superior for Ed Monroe.
We're out amongst the buoys in the shipping lane.
What's left of the ore dock, a slender tongue of concrete, juts 1,800 feet out from Ashland. Not long ago, the superstructure, a hulking mass of metal, would have risen 80 feet over our heads.
Just an incredibly huge structure.
It was, and I mean...
During the ore dock's operation, and after it was out of use, kids used to play out here, fishing and even jumping off the top. But even though Monroe was a kid growing up in Ashland 70 years ago, it wasn't his scene. You see, he was a West End kid, and the ore dock was on the East End.
Which I wouldn't dare get caught out here, because literally they would have thrown me in the water. You know, or worse.
As an adult, though, Monroe's been out here plenty, learning more about the history he witnessed firsthand.
This particular dock went into service like in 1918, and it shipped ore until 1965.
Train cars would pull iron ore from regional mines to the dock, where it was unloaded for transport on huge ships to steel mills. As a former mayor of Ashland, Monroe can attest that the ore dock became part of the city's identity. The high school's sports teams are even called the Ore Dockers. But as mining faded, the ore dock became obsolete, and deconstruction commenced in the last decade.
When the superstructure came down, how many years ago was that now?
2012,
so 8 years ago.
Yeah.
There was a real sense of loss.
Betsy Harries grew up in Ashland, sometimes sneaking out onto the ore dock, breaking her mother's rules. It's where she caught her first fish.
This is our history. This is Ashland.
What's left of the once mighty ore dock is its concrete base, rising a few feet above the water level of Lake Superior. Harries, who now leads the Ashland Area Development Corporation, admits it's not a true bridge, but she sees it as a bridge of a different kind.
It really provides that connection for people with the lake. So coming out to the end of it is the bridge to the lake, so that people are just immediately able to embrace.
Unlike Monroe and Harries, Sarah Hudson didn't grow up here, but she fully understands the importance of this structure.
The ore dock is, it's a symbolism of like the hardiness and the resiliency of the people that have lived up here.
With Monroe and Harries, Hudson is helping lead the development of the new vision for the ore dock. Instead of casting it off as a relic of a dead industrial past, it's an opportunity to honor history and look to the future. And the enthusiasm is there, like for a kickoff to simply lay down some gravel to make the ore dock more accessible for all.
And we had a party, and we thought that like 100 people would come. We had 600 people. We ran out of brats in 45 minutes. It was awesome.
A long list of partners, including the city, an ad hoc committee, and a charitable trust, has come together to form the future plan for the ore dock.
The main consensus was get to the end. Everybody wanted to get to the end. That was the big consensus, is that the public should have access to the entirety of the dock. And
right now, only about half the length of the dock is open, unless the barriers are ignored. The vision for the path to the end is attractive and elaborate. A professional video with a rendering of the ore dock redevelopment plan shows historical displays, zigzagging elevated walkways, fishing spots, and a warming house along the way. Hudson knows it's years away and millions of dollars away, but she's confident.
Can you see that? Can you envision that in your mind?
I can.
She can't wait to finish it, even though getting simple access to the end will likely take until at least 2022. She can't wait to finish it for people like Ed Monroe and Betsy Harries, who grew up in the shadow of the Ashland Ore Dock.
Because they've been waiting their entire lives to see it. And yeah. What, you know, not the beauty that it was when it was built, but the new beauty and the new future of what the Ore Dock holds to Ashland.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Ashland.